I hate to see delays in agreements, and I'm a student of history to some degree and lived a lot of it. And as you look at BSC, as we waited for some countries to open up to BSC, we're still waiting on some of those countries. The people that initialed the TPP, the 12 countries, those administrations are still in power. They're very strong. They built a constituent base supportive of this, and so now they have an agreement that they've all initialed and signed. If opposition parties gets in, for example, in any of these other countries, we know what it was like in Japan when they had the opposition in for 12 years. You had 12 different prime ministers. You don't get anything done. And so the time is now ready to move on this, and I would hope that we could do it this year. I know with our primary, et cetera, but the longer you wait after you reach some kind of agreement to pass it, the longer it's going to take to do it. And so the sense of urgency, I think, is very important, because as we wait, the Australians, for example, every year are getting more competitive just because the duty is going down for them. So this is very important to us.
And Tseng says TPP is a very robust agreement, and it has a lot of benefit for U.S. producers.